DNA research at Israeli universities shows that Palestinians are direct descendants of the Bronze Age Canaanites and ancient Israelites. They are the people who never left. Genetically, Palestinian Arabs are closer to the ancient Israelites than virtually all modern Jews. When Arab armies arrived in the 7th century, they brought new languages and a new religion, not a new people. The DNA evidence reveals no mass migration from the Arabian Peninsula or population replacement. For over 5,000 years, the people we now call Palestinian Arabs have lived on this land, adopting new languages and faiths as empires rose and fell. First Canaanite dialects, then Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and finally Arabic. Yahweh worship emerged from Canaanite polytheism, became dominant after the Bronze Age collapse, and gradually evolved into monotheistic, Torah-based Judaism between the 4th and 2nd centuries BCE. By the time of the Arab conquest, a large majority of the population had adopted Christianity. Over the following millennium, most would embrace Islam. But self-determination isn't defined by religion. It's defined by a people's enduring presence and cultivation of their land. And 5 millennia of continuous habitation more than qualifies. There is zero evidence of any significant Arab immigration into Palestine. No record of it in the Ottoman Nufus records or the British records. Palestinian cities were not a patchwork of immigrant neighborhoods. There was no friction with native Arabs over jobs, no articles about it in the Arabic language press, none of the things that every mass immigration brings with it. We have to go back to 1829 to find an influx of Arabs, of more than a few hundred annually. David Grossman estimates that during the Muhammad Ali era and its aftermath from 1829 to 1841, an estimated 23,000 to 30,000 Egyptians settled in Palestine. In 1840 to 41, Egypt evacuated Syria, Palestine under the Convention of London. The army and administration withdrew. Egyptian civilians tied to those structures had clear incentives to leave with the retreat. However, we have no reliable estimate for how many stayed. We can refer back to the genetic study to see the impact of the sum total of the last 5,000 years of immigrant groups and invasions. What we find is that Palestinian Arabs exhibit an exceptional degree of genetic continuity, remaining the modern population most closely related to Palestine's ancient inhabitants. This continuity wasn't just genetic, it was demographic. The dramatic population growth of Palestinian Arabs in the modern era stemmed not from immigration, but from one of the highest birth rates in the world. That growth began to accelerate in the mid-19th century as infant mortality declined, driven by the Ottoman Tanzimat reforms, which expanded agriculture, improved security, and invested in public works. Later, British advances in sanitation, healthcare, and infrastructure amplified that trend, setting the stage for the population boom documented during the Mandate period. According to the 1937 Royal Commission Peel Report, birth rate accounted for over 90% of the Arab population growth. The birth rate measured by the British census was confirmed by Israeli census officials after 1948. Both British and Israeli records confirmed the birth rate of Palestinian Arabs was high enough to account for all of the population growth. That brings us to the part about the Jewish economy attracting Arab workers. Palestinian Arabs moving from the countryside sought cities where the British administration and foreign companies were building ports, railways, and oil facilities, projects that offered employment to Arab workers. By contrast, areas dominated by Zionist institutions enforced strict Hebrew labor rules that excluded Arab workers and penalized Jews who hired Arabs. The larger the Zionist sector, the fewer opportunities there were for Arabs. Why would Arabs seek employment in the growing Jewish economy when the Jewish economy by the 1930s was completely segregated and did not hire Arabs? The first written record we have of a Palestinian Arab identifying as a Palestinian was the 10th century geographer al-Maqdisi. He identified himself as a Palestinian in his famous book, The Best Divisions in the Knowledge of the Regions. He devotes a chapter to Palestine and its capital. Everywhere in his travels, he identified as a Palestinian when asked, and even in the far-flung corners of the caliphate, people knew who the Palestinians were. The newspaper Philistine, founded in 1911, called its readers Palestinians and advanced the cause of Palestinian nationalism. From an editorial written in 1936 on the eve of the Palestinian general strike, "The people of Palestine have awakened, risen from their slumber, and stood shoulder to shoulder, from Haifa to Gaza, from Nablus to Jerusalem. They proclaim with one voice, we will not kneel. We will not be erased. Palestine is ours, in faith, in heritage, and in blood. There was a wave of Palestinian emigration to the Americas from 1870 to 1930. Everywhere Palestinians settled, they organized Palestinian civic associations and sporting clubs. They identified as Palestinians and organized associations to preserve their national and cultural identity. The Chilean Premier Division football club, Palestino, was founded in 1920. Everywhere Palestinians went in the 10th century and in the 19th and 20th centuries, they identified as Palestinians. The United Nations, the European Union, the United States, the Arab League, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the Non-Aligned Movement, the African Union, and UNESCO have formally recognized the Palestinian people and their right to self-determination. As of mid-2025, 156 of the 193 UN member states officially recognize the state of Palestine. So there you have it. More than a century of Zionist lies designed to erase a people so the Zionists could steal their land. Thanks for watching.